straight on you.
How you doing, big guy?
I was just at the drive-thru, just pulling out. Make sure I'm not hitting anybody. You going fine today? It looks like it's a beautiful day.
To go, I'm more than likely going to head over there at about 4:30, 5 o'clock. I think it's supposed to be decent then. But I tell you what, I don't have any batteries charged. If I get back to the house, what do you think? You want to go fly?
I'm pressure washing the driveway, the front curb, the front sidewalk, and now I am going to get lunch. And Amy's package has got to go down to Fort Myers. My father-in-law's not doing well, so I'm going to have to take her sometime either tonight or tomorrow, probably tomorrow morning, to the airport. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it flying today, but she'll be out of here at least by 9 tomorrow, so I'll be able to fly tomorrow, if not today. I'm going to play it by ear today, but it sure looks pretty out here.
I think the winds are maxing out at about 4, and that suits me. That suits me just fine. Something I've got to be at 4, what time tomorrow, honey? 4:30. My granddaughter's in a dance recital, and they've voted her the little princess of the dance recital with the Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium that we got to go to at 4:30, and as long as I'm back to the house by 3:15, I think I can go fly tomorrow. You wanna?
It'll be tomorrow for both of us.
Approaching a railroad.
Plays on, and it just decided to start talking. I don't run Waze very often, but I was sitting there in the car waiting for my food and playing around with the smart app for that allows you to run your phone apps on, in your car while you're in your car. Have you ever heard of Waze?
I have nav on my phone and on my truck, but I generally run a Garmin on the windshield for the simple reason that it has a traffic recorder, and I've got Waze built into it.
Using a radar detector, because every time it'd go off, I'd look down at my speedometer and I'd be going under the speed limit. So I was just listening to buzzing constantly. But Waze will tell you long before you get to where the cop is. And there's so many tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people that are using it. You know what's happening around you all the time, just by sheer volume of the number of people using it. I know Phil uses it. Never give up W4NGU. I know he uses it.
Yeah, now see, that's what I was talking about on that Garmin is not a radar detector. It's a GPS system. And it's also got, this is something that my truck does not have. It's got lane warning and collision warning on it. So, you know, I use the Waze that way. And that way, matter of fact, I've already recorded some people doing some really stupid stuff on that traffic cam.
So running Waze, you mean you get to see all of the other Waze users on the map? It's like a camera and a GPS and Waze all rolled into one? Oh, I didn't know anybody made such an animal. Live and learn. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they don't make this one anymore. Matter of fact, Garmin has kind of backed away from incorporating traffic cameras into their GPS. They want to sell you two separate units. It's better for their marketing. So I grabbed this thing up. It was almost $300, but it's a loop recording traffic camera, Waze, and GPS, all built into one with lane marker and collision avoidance.
Who in the past went in cahoots with Kenwood Radio and built a GPS with a screen on it that would work with the Kenwood radios that had APRS running, and they'd display APRS beacons on your map, and you could see other ham radio operators running APRS on your on the screen, on the Garmin screen. That was pretty cool. I still have one of those. Don't ever use it anymore. I was thinking about getting it all set up again, but just haven't taken any time to do it. Use a TinyTrack and a Garmin and a Kenwood radio, and other people that are doing the same thing, you can see them moving. It's kind of like Waze, except Waze, you don't have to have a license. Anybody and everybody can be an icon on the screen. But with the Kenwood radios, you've got to be a ham radio operator to see it.
Yep, that sounds pretty cool. Well, I decided I'm going to go ahead and let that FT-736R 2-meter 440 satellite radio go. That thing is full house. I never really thought about it, but 2-meter sideband, yeah, that's pretty neat.
And on 2 meters?
No. And I'm really not interested in doing satellite either.
Well, they up in North Carolina, they used to have a simplex net, and they used sideband for that. And it was pretty cool. You can go a lot further on sideband than you can FM.
Yep. Well, there again, you know, all I really want to use my 2-meter 440 for is, you know, like we're doing today, and keeping up with everybody. And then I want to try to... I've got that Yaesu FT-8900, and I'm setting it up in my man cave also so that I can just, you know, there's all kinds of spots where I'm real weak with that little HT around my property. Shoot, I can transmit back to the crossbander, and I can go anywhere on my property and have full raging signal out to the repeater anytime I want.
I got the 7900 I got from the Waynesville Ham Fest. You going to the Waynesville Ham Fest?
Hey, when is that?
Same week. It's the last weekend in July, I think. Or at some close to the last weekend in July. That's when our anniversary is. That's the only reason I can remember it. The radio I'm talking to you on right now is a Yaesu FT-350R. They don't make them anymore. But Amy went to the Ham Fest with me up there. When we were both off work for a week, she went up there with me and she picked up this radio for me at that Ham Fest. Pretty cool. About 8 years ago.
Well, my wife is sitting right here in the truck right beside me, and I'm hoping she's taking notes. Maybe I can get her to go up there to the Ham Fest with me.
And come back with a 450, the new one, the replacement for the, or a 400, that's what it is, it's a 400, the one that does the digital stuff. Anyway, I'm about ready to turn in the driveway, hope to see you sometime tomorrow. I'm thinking I'm going to bring my laser out there, my HA Models laser. Hey, you haven't seen that one before, I got to get it out there. It's super, super lightweight and a whole lot bigger than anything else I've ever taken out. Now that I got the truck working, I might just take it out there. Anyway, I got to pull in the driveway here and eat some lunch. I'm checkered out all that work this morning. Hope to see you tomorrow. KM4VWA, W4DJW.
It's okay. I'll give you a call around, probably around 12 or 12:30, and we'll try to head on over there. W4DJW, KM4VWA, clear.